Taxes are a complex subject and can be overwhelming, especially if you have a significant amount of tax debt. It is crucial to understand your bankruptcy options available to you and your business to manage that tax debt. I'm Deltrice Hart Anderson, keeping the IRS out of the pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts of taxpayers. And today I'm going to discuss 4 things you need to know about Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So when I think of bankruptcy, I always go back to my childhood where I played Monopoly. And, you know, if you pull that Monopoly card that says you're bankrupt, you get this man on the card and he is pulling his pockets out of his pants and he's looking sad because he can't pay his bills. And then in the game of Monopoly, if you get that card and you have already mortgaged out all your properties or sold everything, but you still can't pay whatever that card says you need to pay, then you're just out of the game. Well, Chapter 11 bankruptcy works a little bit different from that. This process helps you stay in the game. So today we will discuss what you need to know if you are considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy. First thing you need to know is, what is Chapter 11 bankruptcy? So this is a legal procedure that allows a business to restructure their debts in a manner that they can now repay their obligations. These obligations could be regular vendors, bank loans, as well as tax debt. So when you file for bankruptcy, it doesn't mean that all of your debts will go away under Chapter 11. This just means that you're going to be put in a more favorable position by the courts to repay the debts that you owe. Think of it in terms as, you know, how a non-custodial parent may be placed on child support. It's a similar process. You're going to go through the courts and the courts will look at all of the income and expenses of the non-custodial parent and look at the needs of the child or children and determine a payment plan going forward that is going to be beneficial for both parties involved. The second thing you need to know is that Chapter 11 bankruptcy is not this magic wand that you wave and your tax debt goes away. Okay? It is just a reorganization or a restructuring of your business to make sure that you are able to pay all of your financial obligations going forward. Okay. And again, a part of these financial obligations will include your tax debt. Now, this Chapter 11 is only for businesses. If you have a personal issue, then you're going to be looking at a different chapter. But Chapter 11 is specifically for corporations, for businesses, okay? If your business does qualify for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and you have federal income and or payroll tax debt that rolls into the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding, the IRS, while you're in Chapter 11, cannot come after you for anything, okay? They cannot dip into your bank account. They cannot freeze any assets. Now, you can get a lien. You probably will get a lien placed on your business, but there won't be any aggressive collection activities during this time frame. The third thing you need to know is that when you're in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the courts are carefully watching you. And sometimes when you make moves in your business, you might have to get the court's approval, but they will work with you and they will work with your attorneys as well as your accountants to make sure that you comply with whatever the plan was, the initial plan, to carry out repayment of your financial obligations. Now, even though you may need court approval for certain things, you still, as the business owner, you still retain control of your day-to-day business operations. You continue to operate your business as is. You continue to try to make that business shine, make it profitable. It's just that the courts will be carefully watching you because remember, they have restructured a payment plan for you. So think about it as, let's say if you purchased a vehicle and you signed a contract to say that you would pay off this vehicle in 3 years. Now, with a Chapter 11, the courts may have told your creditor, okay, business owner can't repay, or the business cannot repay this vehicle's loan back in 3 years. It's going to take 5.5 years. So now the court has given a promise to your creditors, and the courts have to see to it that you make good on your promise. That's why any major decisions will have to go through the court system, even though you maintain the control of your business and you operate your business as you see fit. The fourth thing you need to know is that this bankruptcy process could take a little time, depending on the complexity of your case. It could be several months that you remain in bankruptcy, or it could take several years. It just all depends. But remember, you didn't get into the situation all in a day's time. You will not get out of the situation all in a day's time. You have to be patient. You have to adhere to the rules of the bankruptcy court and make as much money as you can so that you can get out of bankruptcy as soon as you can. So that's all I have for you today, folks. Now remember, if you are considering bankruptcy filing, it is nothing to hang your head over. It is just another strategy in your toolbox, especially when it comes to resolving your tax issues. While you want to talk to a bankruptcy attorney to pursue this, we as tax professionals, tax debt professionals, can also support you in this process. Lots of times, attorneys and accountants work together on resolving Chapter 11 bankruptcy issues, especially when there are taxes involved. So please reach out to me if you have any questions. Even if you just need a referral for a bankruptcy attorney, I'm here to support you in the process. I'm Deltrice Hart Anderson, keeping the IRS out of the pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts of taxpayers. Till next time, bye y'all.